Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Today's program is furnished by Speak the Word Ministries.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Speak the word.
It's time to speak the word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to teach God's word and encourage the body of believers.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, A Glimpse into Heaven.
Speak the word.
Friends, according to Romans 8:37, nothing can ever separate us from God's love. And in verse 38 and 39, it says, no. Through all these things, he says, we're more than conquerors through him who loved us. And verse 38 says, for I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate you and me from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And I think that's really a mouthful, and that you really need to think about that. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. That all of those who have accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior will get to see heaven one day and come face to face with our Lord. One day, we all, if our name is found in that book, in the Lamb's Book of Life, we are going to come face to face with our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus has given us access into the kingdom of God, to everything. For according to Luke, Jesus has given us authority. In Luke 10, verse 20, Jesus said, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. When he says that he's given us authority over everything and all the spirits are subject to us, what he's saying is that on these demons and devils, that, you know, the spirit of anger, you know, the spirit of fear, the spirit of jealousy, all these spirits, he says, are subject to us. And a lot of people don't even realize that these spirits are subject to you and you have the authority to cast them out. But I want you to know, he was saying, nevertheless, do not rejoice in the fact that these spirits are subject to you. He said, but if you want to rejoice, he said, rejoice that your names are written in heaven. And we're going to say this a lot. No, you don't have to exercise your authority, brothers and sisters. You know, you don't have to, because God has given us free will. So we don't have to exercise. We don't have to do anything that the Bible tells us. And you still go to heaven, even if you choose not to use your authority. In other words, you can live here on this earth if you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You will be able to go to heaven. But if you don't understand what your rights and privileges are, once you become a born-again Christian and become a kingdom child, then your stay here on this earth is not going to be that enjoyable for you. I can tell you that, you know, because Jesus has given us the power and authority, because we're not of this world. We have to understand that we're not of this world. We're just passing through this world. It's not our home. Our home is in heaven, and this is where we want to go back to. And like I said, you don't have to exercise your authority, because you have been given a free will and you will go to heaven. But your stay here on this earth is not going to be very pleasant if you don't learn what your privileges are and how you can exercise your authority. You know, as I said before in John 16:33 in the English Standard Version, he said, "I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world," he said, "you will have tribulations, but take heart," he said, "for I have overcome the world for you." Friends, there is no need to be afraid, for the Lord has equipped us with everything that we need to get us through these trials and to come out the victor. There's nothing that we lack. We can come out. We can be the victorious ones. And Ephesians 6:10 describes how the Lord has armed us with His armor. And verse 10 says, in a final word that He was given, He said, "Be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power." He said, "Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil." He said in verse 12, "For we're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world." We fight against mighty powers in this dark world and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Praise God. In verse 16, it says, "In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." As a matter of fact, I have a sword that my husband that's deceased had when he was retired from the military on an island in Spain. And I had a huge one I gave to my grandson, and then I have a smaller one that I kept. And you know, and sometimes I use that, and it reminds me, when I look at this sword, it just reminds me of just how sharp God's Word is. And I have so many experiences of speaking to my body and speaking to circumstances and situations, and it puts me back in remembrance to Hebrews 4:12, where He says that His Word is sharper than a two-edged sword, and that it'll cut through bone and marrow, even to the dividing of spirit and soul. So in order to do battle, you know, with the enemy, the only way that you can really, because you can't, you know, as He just told us, or, you know, we don't fight flesh and blood, you know, we're fighting, you know, in the supernatural. So the only way that we can win a battle there is by wielding that sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So I want you to think about that and think about how sharp that Word is and how powerful that Word is. As a matter of fact, you can go back to Gospel John chapter 1, verse 1, where it says, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word is God." So what's He saying here? He's saying He is His Word. And so that kind of also puts me in remembrance of when He sent, when you're sick, and the Bible says, I think it's in Psalms 120, where He says He sent His Word, and it healed us and delivered us from all destruction. So we have to understand that Jesus is the Word. God is the Word. And it is so powerful that, I mean, that's all you need. So like I said, He has equipped us and has given us all of the power that we need. According to Luke 10:17, it says here, this is when Jesus has sent His disciples out. He said, "When the 72 disciples returned, they joyfully reported to Him, 'Lord, even the demons obey us when we use your name.'" Hallelujah. Yes, these verses here are so important for you to understand. And so I'm going to repeat them again. Look, Jesus said, He says, "I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and you can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them. And nothing," He says, "will injure you, but don't rejoice because evil spirits obey you." We just talked about that just a few minutes ago. But friends, I want you to think about all these verses, and I'm going to repeat this one again, but I want you to understand that God don't want us to, He don't want us to rejoice over the fact that these spirits are subject to us. We've got the power to cast them out, but He wants us to focus that our names are written in heaven. And that's my point to make today, is your name, and the day before, is that your name is now listed in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I tell you what, brothers and sisters, I'm thankful today that that's where my name is written. And it took me a long time. I was a late bloomer coming to the Lord, but I have been trying to run a really good race since then. And I regret the time that I wasted before I met the Lord. But God Himself knows, He knew when I was going to accept Jesus. And He also knows when you're going, if you haven't already. Most of you probably have already accepted Jesus, but some of you listening, maybe you haven't. But it's never too soon, but it can be too late. Because as long as you're breathing, there's hope. But when you're no longer breathing, there is no hope.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
And with that special word, we've come to the end of our broadcast today with author, Bible teacher, and speaker, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with a special closing thought. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation to Speak the Word Ministries with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs, especially during turbulent times? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here again is Pastor Joe.
Hello, Saints. This is Pastor Joe. I want to take a moment to tell you just how much you mean to me and Speak the Word Ministry. Truly, you're not just listeners. You are family. And I thank God for you every single day. And everything we do through this ministry is to make sure that the Word of God reaches as many hearts as possible. Because of your prayers and your support, we're able to bring Speak the Word across the radio waves into homes and places where people may feel alone or forgotten. And yet, when they hear the Word, everything changes. But there's so much more that we believe God is calling us to do. We want to expand more radio stations across the country, to reach more lives, to make sure that no one is without hope, without truth, and without the power of God's Word. So today, I want to ask you to prayerfully consider becoming a financial partner with Speak the Word Ministry. Friends, if this ministry is a blessing to you, would you help us take it further and consider giving a donation of any amount by visiting our website at PastorJoeRamsey.com. Friends, thank you for standing with us, and thank you for believing in this mission at Speak the Word. And always remember, there is power in the spoken Word of God.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word.